This edition of Sports Galore is proudly brought to you by Subway. And now, here's your hosts, Mark Allen and Adam Treloar.
G'day, everybody. I'm Mark Allen, and welcome to Sports Galore with Adam Treloar. Nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you again, mate.
What did you do on your break? Did you go for a holiday?
No,
did you go up north?
I didn't, mate. I actually trained. I kept training.
All the way through?
Yeah, well, I had 4 days off. I thought, you know, I've got to get ahead of the field, and I kept training, mate. But I enjoyed my time.
Have you been doing some sparring?
No.
What's happening with your lip?
Oh, we had a heated match sim yesterday. We're looking forward to the game this week, so it was good.
Got heated, did it?
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't like fights or anything. It was just intense.
Is it always intense like that?
Yeah, it is. Like, I think it's what, if you can have an intense session, it leads us into the game going into the week, so... We wanted to have a really intense session, and we did. Mm. It was good fun.
Well, on the back of possibly the team that you hate the most, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who have been so unlucky for so long, today's show is all about teams that have been cursed. Teams that have just had a tough run of luck. And I'll tell you what, our producer had that much to choose from. It just wasn't funny. Now, the Cleveland sports curse. Let's start there.
That is crazy.
52 years. Crazy. 159 combined seasons where they hadn't won any kind of championship. And finally, LeBron James and the Bulls.
Has delivered. He promised.
And Dally.
Lost on what he delivered.
And Dally. Don't forget how much Dally did.
Yes, Dally. Even though he didn't play a minute in the Game 7, but still, he's still part of the championship.
Very much part of it. How about the Cleveland Browns? They haven't won an NFL championship since...
1964.
That's crazy. 64. That's Cleveland cool. Indians. A couple of great movies about the Cleveland Indians, about the wild thing and everything else. Have you seen that? It's one of the great.
No, I haven't.
Go and get yourself.
Oh, what's it called?
I think it's called Wild Thing, isn't it?
Wild Things? Well,
He's called Wild Thing in the show.
Yeah.
I'll get the show's name
all
in
right,
a tick.
All right.
One of the great entrances you've ever seen. But the Cleveland Indians haven't won a World Series since 1948.
Wow. How many years is that? 68 years.
68 years. Well done with the Mets. Years. And the Cavaliers as well from Cleveland.
They haven't won an NBA championship.
Since when?
No, they hadn't won an NBA
championship.
Since they joined. They joined in 1970. So
that's 30, 46 years.
LeBron was so close before he before he even went to Miami. He took him to the to the final so many times and then come back, controversial terms, promised them a ring, won it yesterday.
And the only team ever to come back from 3-1 down.
Amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing. It really was amazing.
Signature play, just quickly. My favourite play ever in the history of the NBA, was when Michael Jordan, Game 6, 1998, Utah Jazz, pulled up, crossed over and hit that shot to win the game.
Yes.
Now, my second favourite play ever is, did you see LeBron's chase down block on Andre Iguodala?
When he jammed it against the backboard.
Amazing. That's going to go down in the history books as one of the biggest plays in an NBA final series.
Hey, Kyrie's shot wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That
Born
was
in
pretty
Melbourne.
Good. We're claiming him. He's Aussie. He's
absolutely.
Aussie.
He is Aussie. Righto, so let's get to some of the unluckiest teams in sport. Understandably, the Mighty Magpies are there. Now, I grew up loving the Pies, and I went through a lot of premiership tears and certainly hopes, but they never quite came good. We've got here... Collywobbles. Now, that's Sam. You don't say Collywobbles in this building ever again, mate. Collingwood had a few troubles. We had a few troubles. Now,
when was it between? What years?
1958 until 1990. We're actually having a look at some of the vision up now. This is the mighty Lou Richards, captain of the 1958.
That was after they won.
Yeah, premiership team.
1991, went to Victoria. Where was it at?
Vic Park, and they buried, the Collywobbles forever. I love that stuff.
Go. We're never going to have that ever again.
Good on you, Lou. We love you, mate. We absolutely
love you. Absolute
champion. So that was fantastic to see the death of the Collywobbles back in 1990. How about the Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
How about this? Now, I have to be reminded. That's phenomenal. Remember it. They were in Super Bowls from 1990 to 1993. Lost every one of them.
4 years. 4 years of...
Lost every one of them. Lost every Super Bowl. And they've never recovered.
Haven't made the playoffs since 1999.
Never recovered.
17 years. See, when I first got into NFL, it was probably 2010.
Yeah.
Because I remember playing the game on Xbox. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get into this. And I supported the Miami Dolphins. Anyway, I used to go through the teams and checking like all the good teams. Like there was, you know, Peyton Manning was playing for the Broncos, all that stuff.
Makes sense.
And I'd go to the Buffalo Bills and I'd be like... I've never heard of this team, and I'm never going to play with the Buffalo Bills because I don't think they've ever had any success. So hopefully they can turn that around.
The Bills lost all four. They're no good. Hey, just I know it's not a team, but can we just say a big well done to Dustin Johnson, who had his troubles?
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson, who's just won the US Open.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He just won the US Open.
Just quickly fill me in. I've got no idea.
All right. So he's led the US Open, shot 80 at Pebble Beach after being in the leading, going to the last day, shot the 80 at Whistling Straits in the USPGA. He got the worst ruling in the history of golf rulings. They cost him two or three shots in the last, and he missed the playoff. Martin Keimer went on and won. Yeah. And now, the US Open, he was leading by one shot. These idiots running the USGA, they got the ruling wrong.
Tell us what you really think,
mate.
They
got it wrong, and it could have cost him a US Open. Luckily for golf and Dusty's sake, he hit some of the best shots coming down the stretch you've ever seen, and he ended up winning his first major.
That's great. Good on you, mate. Good on
you,
Dusty.
I like that stuff.
I like the name Dusty.
I do. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
Dusty.
Right.
Dustin Martin, Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I like it as well. Right, now, a few curses in sport. Now, these are some of the rippers. I'll go with the Madden NFL curse.
This is crazy.
A magazine. Basically, every player who has been on the front cover of a magazine there for a while got injured.
Yep, that's crazy. That's crazy.
There's a lot of that stuff going around, isn't there?
I know. And it says in the computer game, so Madden, this is what I'm on about. I used to play Madden. They release it every year.
Yeah.
And the ones I can think of are Larry Fitzgerald was an absolute star. I think he's a wide receiver at the time, injured himself. Adrian Peterson won an MVP, done his ACL the next year. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. I wouldn't want to be on the face of Madden NFL, the game.
Don't want to be anywhere near the computer game cover.
I'll play the game, but.
At all.
Not at all.
What about the curse of the Colonel? Now, this is a very interesting one. This involves us, I believe. No, it doesn't. This is 1985 celebrating the
Hanshin Tigers.
Hanshin. Now, their soccer fans threw a statue of Colonel Sanders, mind you, into the river.
What?
Straight into a river.
Is this how you wouldn't believe it?
The secret herbs and spices, they went with him, the whole lot. So the result was an 18-year losing streak. In the Japanese series.
An 18-year... Did they not have players, or were their kids filling in, or what was going on?
So, that was in 1985. The statue was recovered in 2009.
In 2009. And
hopefully things have been going okay. See, that would never happen at Subway. At Subway, there's no such thing as a Subway curse. Just the Colonel Sanders.
That's hilarious.
What are these people doing? All right.
Oh, this is a good one.
Speaking of Subway, it is now time for the Sportsman of the
Week. No-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
LeBron James. Now, star. I don't think he was initially your favourite player going back 4 weeks.
Well, he wasn't. He wasn't, but I love him now. I love him.
So he's gone from not being your favourite to
love. Yes, I used to. Mate, I've grown to appreciate him. You know what I'm feeling like? There's a lot of gratitude at the moment with me and my life at the moment because I just want to be grateful to everything. And I'm thinking like you. You got to watch Michael Jordan play and you would have been grateful to watch that guy play. That's exactly like me now with LeBron James playing. I am so grateful to watch this guy play because he is amazing. And you know what, actually, just quickly for all the basketball lovers out there.
It's plenty of
them. I quickly did my top five greatest players of all time.
Yeah, go on.
Before last series, so this year, 2 days ago before he won, I wouldn't have had him in top five. He would have been
of your
10.
Favorite players.
No. Of best players
best
of all
players.
Time, in my opinion.
He wouldn't even have been in
no,
top
no,
five.
Not at the time. Right he would have, by the time his career was done, easily. Right, I would have had him around six.
Give
so,
us your top,
my
you
number
your top five,
five is Kobe. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe, yeah, you have to be.
My number four, Oscar Robertson. The triple-double machine.
Yeah,
number three, Magic Johnson. Showtime, Lakers. Number two,
Magic, lot of love.
LBJ. Number two, LBJ. LeBron James. You didn't know who that was.
Think about it.
At number one, you can't go past Jordan. Kevin Durant. No, Michael
what
Jordan.
What about Jordan?
Michael Jordan. No one's ever going to take over Michael Jordan, but that's how high I rate LBJ now.
Where's Kevin Durant?
No, he's not there yet. He needs to win a ring
how
first.
How many more years has he got?
Well, he's 29. No, he's 28. He's turning 29, so hopefully another 12 years.
Well, your mate LBJ wins his third ring, two with Miami.
One with Cleveland.
One with Cleveland. Third man ever to have a triple-double in game seven of the NBA championship, 27 points, 11 rebounds,
amazing.
11 assists.
Amazing.
And he's certainly creeping up on Michael Jordan.
He is. But let me just quickly say again, because I love you, Jordan. Jordan never played in a Game 7 because he used to finish it before that. Never played in a Game 7 in the NBA Finals.
So
he
didn't have the opportunity.
And went to six finals, and his strike rate, 100%. 6 from 6 and 6 finals MVPs.
Did I hear that he took a year off, played baseball for you, came back and won three more?
Yeah, took a year off, played baseball for his father because his father passed away.
Fair effort.
Come back with 12 games to go. In the next year, 12 games to go, in the second game he returned, scored 55 points at Madison Square Garden, wearing the famous number 45. So, and I've got a number 45 Michael Jordan jersey at home, so there you go.
We probably need to get a basketball program going on Sports Galore, or just call it Basketball Galore, and we'll be right. Now, would you believe it? We've got two today, so I'll go first. Now, this is about us, the Socceroos curse. Zimbabwe 1970, the Socceroos consulted a witch doctor. Smart thinking.
The Socceroos,
what are you doing? In 1970, they were in Zimbabwe. They thought, for a bit of fun, we'll just go and see a witch doctor.
All right.
Now, they didn't pay this guy. So they all just thought each other was going to pay the guy. No one paid him.
Yeah.
Ended up being a £1,000 price.
Yep.
So no one paid him, and he cursed the team.
The Socceroos.
So from 1970, the Socceroos did not qualify in a World Cup. Went for another 32 years until finally John Safran, he actually found another witch doctor. This is true.
I want you to think about this.
He got another witch doctor to lift the curse. And the Socceroos have made every World Cup since. Now, I told you that was true 15 times right through that, which kind of is against what we're doing here.
You can't be serious, can it?
No, it's true. That is a true story.
I think Sam is making a lot of this up.
Well, no, this one's true. John Safran, we got to give you a big thumbs up. Well
thanks,
done,
Johnny, mate.
Yeah, well done. You've done well.
Mate, I've got a ripper.
If you say that, mate, one of these is going to be due not to be right.
No, it's good, but it's sad at the same time.
Okay.
It's called The Curse of the Ramsey.
Of the what?
The Ramsey. So Aaron Ramsey, he's a Welsh soccer player, plays for Arsenal in the EPL. Right. Really good player. Anyway, the curse goes that when he scores, celebrities die within hours. What? So let me just reel off these celebrities.
When he scores a goal,
celebrities die within hours of him
come
scoring.
On.
Well, oh, mate, I'm not the one writing this.
Sam.
Celebrities. These are the lists. Osama bin Laden. Wouldn't say he was a celebrity at all.
Person of note.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Mama Gaddafi.
Gaddafi.
I've never heard of him. Right. Steve Jobs.
Stevie Jobs. We know who Stevie
Whitney
Jobs
Houston,
is.
Whitney Houston, Robin Williams, David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Nancy Reagan.
All these people, when he scores...
Well, that's what it says on this piece of paper.
No, I don't believe
it. And it's true. And it's true. So it's a pretty sad thing. So I'm hoping Aaron Ramsey doesn't score any more goals than the rest of his career.
How many celebrities died there? Six.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So he's only scored 10 goals in his career?
Well,
or?
I don't know.
Is that right or not?
It's true. Sammy at the start of the show, mate, said it was true. Said it was true, mate.
Sammy. Righto. Time for Do You Care? Now, this is very important because we've got State of Origin game number 2 tonight.
Yes,
so today,
good.
Time
this
of
good.
Recording. Do you care?
I do.
Oh, mate, it's huge. That and first tackle, mate, is enormous.
And because I'm playing Rugby League Live 3 on the Xbox One at the moment, so...
Any good on the
great
Xbox?
Great game.
Is it?
Great game. Playing with West Tigers. Just won a championship.
Okay, that's good.
you're just like, okay.
Now, Lauren Jackson.
Oh, this is great.
I love this lady.
So do I.
I do.
So
she
do
has
I.
been named as one of the top 20 players in WNBA
history.
That's
phenomenal.
WNBA has been going around for a long time.
Well, their season goes when the NBA is over. So they're on now. They're playing at the moment now. So I reckon they do it so well. Because whoever loves basketball goes from watching the NBA to watching the WNBA.
I wish she was at Rio. I'm not sure whether she's going to Rio. I think I've heard that she's actually not going to Rio.
So wait, does she still play? Not in the WNBA.
I think she's just retired, and I think she said no to Rio.
So she's not going to play.
She's not going to play in Rio, which is a disappointment. I would have loved her to have won a big medal.
Because Australia's generally one or two. Them in Australia.
Lauren Jackson, we love her. We love her. The NBA draft on Friday.
Massive. Can't wait.
Now, it has just been announced that Ben Simmons should number one.
Apparently, Philly have already told him.
Philly, yeah, so that's big news as well. Absolutely.
Yes, that is massive
absolutely
news.
We
that
care.
Is massive news.
This one. Euro 2016 soccer continues in France. Do you care?
I've got my mate over at the moment staying at my house, and when I go to bed, I go to bed around 10:30, and I'm like, "What are you gonna do, mate? I'm gonna stay up." I said, "What for? I'm gonna watch the soccer." Oh, do you? That sounds exciting. So I go to bed and he stays up till about 3 in the morning watching soccer. So I don't really care.
No, that's an I don't care face.
Do you know what's going on?
If the Socceroos aren't playing.
Yeah, so...
If we can't play, then I don't care. So...
Neither do I, honestly.
Now, Forbes released their list of the world's richest athletes. This is right up your alley. For the first time in 15 years, Tiger Woods or Floyd Mayweather haven't been the number one.
15 years.
Yeah, they've been making some good money.
Is he just not playing or
Bad back?
And Floyd's retired, so he's obviously not making as much money.
When's
but
the last time he had a fight, he was going to fight
the Irishman. What's his name?
I'll get it in a second.
The UFC
it'll come
fighter,
back to me. Yeah,
Conor McGregor. There you go,
Corey. Conor McGregor. They were going to split $100 million
to fight
each other. Mayweather $93 million.
Floyd's.
And Conor was going to get 7.
Oh, my God.
So that's not going to go
actually,
ahead.
Actually, it doesn't surprise me who replaces him as number one, Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Cristiano. $88 million. That's a year.
Wow. Wow.
What's that? It's almost $1.5 million a week.
What can... Now, he'd get taxed. Right, he'd get so taxed about 48%, so that's about 40 mil.
He's going all right.
Only 40 mil.
He's going to put milk and bread on the table. Now this one, Adelaide's Brodie Smith.
I played with this guy anyway.
He's done the old special. He's filled his teammates' jocks with the DP.
Oh, no.
Have you ever done that? Has anyone ever done that
no,
to you?
No, but I've accidentally been getting DP rubbed around the legs, the quads and the groins, and it's actually gone up there, and it's not pleasant, I can tell you that much.
See, I don't care. I think we should move on from this particular locker room joke. I think we need some fresh stuff.
It's old school.
Boys, it is old.
That is old school.
That is old news.
No one even uses DP these days anyway.
No. Come up with something better.
I know.
Come up with something better. Now, at Collingwood, who's the trickster at Collingwood?
Oh, Sidey.
Who, side bottom?
Yeah, still Sidey.
What's his latest?
Well, he has one with me that I find frustrating, but I think he makes it. He thinks that I find it funny, but I don't.
What is it?
Well, I like being ultra professional, so I always bring my drink bottle into weights, right. And I do weights, and I've got one there. I can't tell you how many times I go to grab my drink bottle and I can't find it. Can't find it. And I'll turn and I'll look around, scratch my head, look, where's this bottle? I'll turn and look over there and Sidey will be there laughing, giggling his head off. And so I've got to a point where I've said to him, mate, I actually don't like it and I'm not bringing a drink bottle in anymore. So I don't bring a drink bottle anymore.
Put the gloves on?
Yeah. Oh, that's how I got this busted lip because of Sidey.
Well, that's it today, folks, for Sports Galore. Ads, good luck on Friday night against Freo. All the Collingwood people, get to the MCG on Friday night and support our boys. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks to our friends at Subway, this has been another episode of Sports Galore. If you've got feedback on the show, or you have a topic you'd like the guys to talk about, use the club's official social channels to let us know. Go Pies.